this is an extraordinary moment in history, where we're seeing the leader of one of the most powerful countries in the world handing over power peacefully according to the will of the people. I mean, this is, if anything is, this is an example of what a good country and a good government looks like. That when the people vote, there isn't an argument, there isn't a debate, the power goes from one person to the other without soldiers or policemen or anybody using force. It just transfers. And I think that's a huge credit to the Republic of the United States and to the people of the United States that they're able to maintain that extraordinary transition. I'm always concerned that other people may exploit moments of transition for their own gain. So I am always concerned that at this moment, for example, when there's obviously President Obama is still the President of the United States, but there's President-elect Trump, that others may seek to use this sort of interregnum, as it were, as an opportunity to extend their influence. But I'm pretty confident that the checks and balances on the US system will mean that much of the policy will continue as before. You know, the commitment to NATO is absolutely crucial to US defence, not just to British and Western European. It's absolutely crucial to the US, and there are a whole series of other commitments that I know that a Trump presidency will continue, because they are absolutely essential, not just to the international order, but actually to the US as well. So I'm very confident that the checks and balances in the US system will deliver exactly what we need, which is a United States at peace with itself and at peace with the world, and able to drive forward growth in our global economy.